Hello and welcome to an Australian Family Physician online podcast. I'm Zara Margolis. Dr. Jane Woolcock is a co-author of the article, Non-Invasive Prenatal Testing. How should it be incorporated into current clinical practice for antenatal Down syndrome screening? You can find a full copy of the article in the July 2014 edition of Australian Family Physician.
Jane, welcome.
Thank you.
What is non-invasive prenatal testing, or NIPT as it's referred to in its shorter form? What is it used for?
So what it is a simple blood test that's used in pregnant women. And what we do with that blood test is extract tiny fragments of DNA which come from the placenta. So they're fetal DNA, bits of fetal DNA, and we can test those bits of DNA to see if the fetus, see if the baby carries Down syndrome in particular, but also trisomy 18 or trisomy 13, so Edwards-Zorba-Tau syndrome.
Why is NIPT viewed as being so revolutionary?
The very exciting thing about NIPT is that its detection rates are so high. So especially for Down syndrome, current literature shows the detection rates up to 99.5%, and the false positive rates are very low, well less than 1%, something like 0.2%. So what that means is that we're going to dramatically reduce the number of invasive tests, meaning an amniocentesis or a chorioallelic sampling, some kind of test that needs to give a definitive test for Down syndrome, will be reduced, and therefore reduce the number of fetal losses.
What exactly is involved in the test? You mentioned that it's a blood test earlier. Is there anything else to it, or is it really that simple?
So it is, for the woman, as far as the woman's concerned, it's just a blood test. It's put into a special tube that contains some preservative, and that stabilizes these tiny fragments of DNA. And at the moment, all samples are processed offshore in the US, so that blood test is sent to the US, and then the result is issued by them.
How available is NIPT in Australia at the moment?
So that's a good question. It is available in every capital city, but the companies that are offering it are either developing it through pathology companies, or they're making it available to individual obstetricians or to specialist obstetric ultrasound services. So any centre that would like to initiate the test, it is possible for them to send you the kit, the special blood tube and the kit that you need. But at the moment, you probably have to go to a city to access the test.
And how much does it cost for the woman or the patient themselves?
So the cost of this test is not rebatable at all. So the entire out-of-pocket cost is paid up front by the woman, which is one of the big prohibitive factors of this test. At the moment, costs range between $500 to $1,400, depending on the test provider.
Are there any ethical issues that have begun to emerge in relation to the incorporation of INPT into clinical practice?
So there are several ethical concerns with this test. We are concerned that women aren't being counselled completely prior to having the test. It's a different to having the standard carrier type in that you also can find out the fetal sex, which raises a concern for sex selection. And it also may give a failed result, meaning they don't get any result at all. So that's a difficulty of what to do in that situation. And the woman may feel like that she doesn't need to have her usual ultrasounds or her usual first trimester screening if she's had this test. And certainly ultrasounds add a lot more information than what this test can provide.
Where do you see the future of NIPT going in Australia then?
I think that the future of NIPT is extremely large, that there's a lot of women who are of an older age group or have had a long history of infertility or recurrent miscarriages or a previous child with Down syndrome that really evaluate that the cost of this test is really negligible compared to the cost of them having an unnecessary fetal loss. So I think the amount of women wanting this test and taking it up, even at the current cost, is increasing, and that it's very important that everybody involved in obstetric care is informed about the test and can counsel appropriately.
Jane, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.
You can find Dr. Jane Woolcock's article, Non-Invasive Prenatal Testing, How Should It Be Incorporated into Current Clinical Practice for Antenatal Down Syndrome Screening, in the July 2014 edition of Australian Family Physician, as well as online at www.racgp.org.au/AFP.